All right, Luke chapter 5. Verse 12. It came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but to go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing, according to as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Now, remember what we talked about. He was had already been pronounced clean, because he was full of leprosy from his bottom of his foot to the top of his head. There was no place in his flesh where that wasn't leprous. So he'd gone through the purification process, and he'd pronounce clean.
This guy. Before he saw Jesus.
Right, because he couldn't have been in the walled city if he had not been pronounced clean. And he was in Nazareth because of the word for a certain city up there is the Jesus' hometown. And so then Jesus touched him, and the leprosy left him, and he was totally back to normal.
He was healed?
The leprosy departed from him. It means he was totally without leprosy. And so that's had to happen, because that was one of the prophecies about Messiah. But it was an unbelievable miracle. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Now, when it says, I got too many notes. The word to put forth his hand is, when it says he touched, it's the word haptomai. And it means to touch, it means to have intercourse, and it means if you've touched a heathen, there can be no fellowship. That's how that word touched is used. And so that's why there's a huge deal about, remember when we studied the seven different kinds of Pharisees, that they go around making sure everybody knew that they were a Pharisee by how they dressed and everything, so that nobody would touch them. And so Jesus came around and he touched everybody, because that was just a parable. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. It's just a word, thelo. I have that in mind. Be thou cleansed. And immediately, now, at once, the leprosy left him. It's a miracle of the miracles. It's almost as much of a miracle as raising somebody from the dead. The leprosy departed. The word departed is great, because it there's a whole lot of when Paul said he suffered the loss of all things, it's that word. All things about him left. All things that defined who he was before were no longer there. So that's a huge one. And it's also it's an effervescent state where somebody departs. When he departed, he vanished. And that's the word that's used. When he vanished out of their sight. So he was, anyway.
What was the word?
It's the word for departed, apercomai. But let's go there. Let's go to Luke 24. Starting in Luke and Cleophas were walking and they were sad, and Jesus revealed himself to them and they didn't recognize him. And because they didn't recognize him, they were telling him what was going on. Then Jesus said to them in verse 25, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made it so they would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight." That's the word. "And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened us to the scriptures? And they arose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and that were with them, saying, The Lord indeed is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. I don't know why I can't read. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in the breaking of the bread." Do you understand what that means, how he was known of them in the breaking of the bread?
For the first time,
they understood the afkomen. They understood because he had just blessed it, saying the words. And he blessed the bread. He said, what did he say?
Blessed art thou,
Lord our God, King of the universe, who, what?
Bringeth forth
the bread from the earth. And as soon as they saw that, they understood what the breaking of the bread meant. And he vanished out of their sight. And for the first time, they understood what true fellowship was. Amen? Let's go to Philippians chapter 3, I think. Chapter 3, verse 1. "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of the, not like beware of Dexter, but who are the dogs? Remember? It's a metaphor for the temple prostitutes. Not just the prostitutes that sometimes were in the temple, for sexual prostitutes, but prostitutes who prostitute the word of God for money. They look up half scriptures to justify you giving them money. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Workers that in the name of God are teaching self-seeking. And beware of the concision. Remember what the concision is?
I don't remember that.
It's in the outside way, in the most visible way. It's when, like in the one of the sects of the Muslims, on a certain day, they take these ropes or leather straps with things in them, and they beat themselves in the back until they bleed. That's what that means. But it means anytime you do something for redemption of self.
When you don't see Christ did all that.
Right. Well, what happens is we were dealing with a particular person that has left the fellowship now. And it's probably my fault as usual, but she was getting identity from helping somebody that was beyond help. And so she was trying to gain her own redemption because she couldn't forgive herself by helping, no matter what it cost her. So that's concision.
Wow, that's popular.
I know.
As common as that is, I'm surprised I don't recognize the word.
Well, anyway.
Well, it's like the shortcut. I don't really want to pick up the cross. So.
Well, they don't even know the cross. They're so blinded, they think that by doing good deeds, they will be okay. But it comes from guilt. Everybody understand that?
No.
All right. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit. In other words, it's a finished work, so everything is spiritual now. If you think, as I said so often, if you have the natural and the spiritual, that's how you look, then nothing is spiritual. Okay? Unless you see all is spiritual, then you see nothing. All right. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. To have no confidence in the flesh means that you have no confidence in any way of human nature. No matter how good it seems or how bad it appears, to have no confidence is you don't even see human nature. Amen? Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. He was circumcised on the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Pharisees, as touching the law, as touching the law a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Now, that suffered the loss of all things is all things have departed from him. That's the same word. Now, all things hasn't just, I mean, as I said before, the physical things of loss or money or reputation or whatever, those are meaningless. They're easy. Those are the easy things. But he suffered the loss of all things, including his opinions about life, his opinions about anything. So you suffer the loss of all things. You have to do that in order to become an empty vessel. Otherwise, you will resurrect the evil one from his deadly head wound. And you do it by your opinions and stands about things in time and space, Gary.
Likewise.
I don't hope I don't have any.
You do.
What?
You do.
Tell me.
You have opinions about politics.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
What?
Well, that little tete-a-tete we had over there, you had an opinion opposite to what I was saying.
The opinion was there is no should have no opinion.
Well, that's the truth.
But what opinion did I have?
I mean,
what opinion do I have in time and space? If you see any, tell me.
Okay. We'll catch it.
Why, I pray that you do, because that's...
Well, you're pretty good, but you're not perfect.
Well, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm saying if I have any opinions about something in time and space, I want you to tell me.
Okay.
I make fun of stuff. That's just to... You know, I make fun of myself for the former opinions about labels that I can see. But every time that's why those stupid labels up there on the wall of the food, it's God's sense of humor. Because every day I see that and know of the stupidity of my own opinions. You know, I have opinions about fake butter, but it's just something I make fun of.
You don't stand fast.
No. I mean, beg of you, if you see me that having opinion in time and space, tell me so I can repent of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Promise?
Yeah.
All right.
Right there.
Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but dung, that I may win Christ. You can suffer the loss of all things, but unless you count them but dung, then they're going to come back again.
Yeah, this is really a return to innocence.
Right, this is what it means. Except you be converted and become as this little child before self-awareness, you can no wise enter the kingdom of God. This is as big as it gets. This is why we exhort one another daily while it is still called today. If you have an opinion about something, this is why this stupid group of people came together, because nobody has anything in common. I mean, it's huge. This is why people go to the church of their choice and they expect to be moved by God, and that's a contradiction in terms, because everybody that you go to church with people like you. That's why you choose it. Nobody would be stupid enough to choose this place by their flesh.
Look around.
Yeah. All right.
This speaks too of idolatry and fellowship. It's like a whole lot is wrapped up in here, because most people confuse fellowship with idolatry and worshiping a telephone.
Having the same opinions as I, you know, they just have common idolatry.
Yeah, it's common and passionate, and then they think they've got fellowship because they
sat around in a circle jerk.
That kind of stuff.
All right. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. And the law is the little L for law. It's no, pneumos, I think, in Greek, and it means whatever, the way a thing you think a thing works, or the way you think a thing should be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. So this departed is a big word. Let's go back to Luke. I don't feel like talking anymore. He touched him, saying, I will, and be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed. Now, there's no, if you watch televangelists, or some go to some charismatic churches, they talk about every time Jesus healed somebody, it was instantaneous. It was immediately. It was now. And so you have these guys that say, well, healing sometimes takes a year or two after I pray for you. You understand? They justify. They're saying you shouldn't suffer, but sometimes you have to suffer a while before the prayer is answered. And so...
Are you
But mainly, if you're suffering, somehow they make it your fault because you have secret sin in your life. Or I must have a ton of secret sin in my life. All right. Departed from him. And he charged them to tell no man. But he did anyway. And this word, we'll see when we get there the next time we study. Their fame abroad of him. Read the whole thing in verse 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him in great multitudes. We'll see when we study that tomorrow, whenever we get here, that it means that the word walked around. I mean, it didn't need anybody after the. It's like a rumor. It just spreads like wildfire. But this was the truth, and it truth spread like wildfire. All right? I feel like stopping.
And he didn't care about that. He preferred it not that one.
Yeah, the next part of it is I want to talk about according to Moses commanded for a testimony. We'll see what he did when he saw the priest, okay? All right. Short Bible study. Take it, big guy.